We hear from St. John chapter 5. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. And dear fellow redeemed in Christ, in chapter 5 of St. John, we find Jesus doing some things that provoke quite a reaction from the Jews in Jerusalem. First, Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath. Clearly, Jesus is a scofflaw who deserves condemnation. Second, and worse, is the fact that Jesus claims to be the Son of God, going so far as to equate himself with God. This calls for persecution and an even more intense desire to bring death to Jesus. But in answer to these designs against his life, Jesus responds with the words we have heard. He does not back down from his assertion that he is God. In fact, he builds on the truth of his divinity by making powerful claims about his word. His word will bring life even to the dead. Belief in his word will bring about the end of judgment to eternal death, and instead allow those who believe to pass from death into life. This is the claim of Jesus, and it remains the confession of the Christian Church, stating to this day that Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. For us in these last days, there is the urgency to hear the word of Jesus, to believe in him, and thereby to be saved from the condemnation and eternal death we deserve. But the very call for urgency that our Lord proclaims in his word falls on deaf ears. Jesus tells us that the Son of Man will return as a thief in the night. He tells us that the bridegroom will return and find many not watching or waiting, their lamps burned out and unable to be reignited for lack of oil, and the door will be shut. Jesus does not hide from us the need for urgency, nor does he hide the fact that there are only two places to end up in eternity, hell or heaven. On that note, a theologian recently wrote that a startling feature of modern theology is its almost universal rejection of the traditional doctrine of hell, which is so massively set forth in sacred scripture. This theologian goes on to list no less than 23 New Testament texts that teach about hell. Why then the rejection of hell as taught in the Bible? It is due, he notes, to the failure to perceive the vileness of sin as a culpable assault on God's tender-hearted loving kindness. Consider the reaction of the Jews against Jesus here in John 5. He is there, the Word made flesh, the incarnate Son of God, in order to bring life in place of death, forgiveness for sin, mercy and grace instead of the deserved condemnation. Yet Jesus meets with increased opposition and even hatred for himself and the gospel he preaches. This is the stubbornness of sinful human reason in the face of God's proclamation of love for sinners. And it is a stubbornness that certainly remains today, a stubbornness, a rebellion against God and his word that will one day meet the holiness of God, whom Scripture calls a consuming fire. The words of our Lord here in John 5 imply that there is a judgment and a death that we should fear. Otherwise, why would Jesus bother telling us he will save us from them? But do we fear these realities? Do we understand the law of God in such a way that we truly see that this divine will of God, summarized in the Ten Commandments, allows for no mercy, no do-over for life, no, well, that's okay, I didn't really mean it when I threatened eternal punishment. Pay no attention to the outcome for the Egyptians at the Red Sea, nor to Sodom and Gomorrah, nor to the generation of Israelites that died in the wilderness during the 40 years of wandering. That is what modern theology and modern speculation about God are trying to sell you. But know this, Jesus did not die on the cross for imaginary sins, but for sins that deserved without doubt the very death he died. Do you believe that? To you, Jesus brings this word, a word with all the power and truth as when first spoken. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Your hope and confidence for eternity are given to you right here. It is Jesus, sent by the Father because he loves this world, you, so much. Jesus, the Son of God, the Word made flesh, is for you. He is the one who silences the condemning law by being condemned for you. Most assuredly, this is true for you. He is the one who already went through death and even suffered hell for you. Most assuredly. Believe this Savior who speaks to you today with his word of grace and mercy. Hear his word. Let it ring in your ears with the great news of your salvation, eternal life, and know this truth, Jesus means you. Right now, today, this minute. Forgiven everything by the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses you from all sin. That is God's great love for you, through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may rise and let us pray. O Lord, teach me to remember that I will die, and that here I have no enduring home. Make me mindful of the shortness of my life and keep me ever mindful of my death, that I may live and die in this world not to myself, but to you. Grant that I look forward to the day of my departure and the return of your Son, Jesus Christ, with a cheerful faith, that I may proceed toward my death in a holy walk and a godly life, by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and by the merit of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.